Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Lord Terry's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good night, good wherever in the world you are. We are excited that you are here. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hours. How is it going with everybody? All right, and we're joined tonight by my high priestess, my lady, my love. Robin, are you there? Now, Robin, are you there? Okay, darling, I can barely hear you. Are you there?
Hello.
Sorry.
Hey, there you are. How's it going?
Oh, okay. Crazy stuff going on here. As usual.
All right. And let's see, we're joined by Niv Asi. How you doing, Niv?
Doing pretty good, sitting here just outside of Boston, Massachusetts this evening.
All right. Yeah, well, I am coming to you guys live from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. So we're all
scattered.
We're scattered. And let's see, we've got Shira and Vega.
Hi there.
Hey, and they're coming to us from...
Hi there, from me too.
Vancouver.
Welcome to Canuckistan.
We don't really live in igloos.
I wish I did.
Not yet. Warm
here.
I'll tell you what, it's over 90 degrees here today, and they're talking about temperatures approaching 100 later in the week. So, to whatever people, I know a lot of people
don't want it.
That, you know, that Canada, particularly the prairies area here, it gets kind of warm.
You either fly or you freeze.
Yeah, and then winter's going to be brutal. Yeah, some of the guys were talking about, you know, winter's just devastating, but the summers are warm and beautiful, and in fact, they're complaining about heat today. So, gosh, it seems like just about a week ago we were doing a ritual, and here we are doing another one.
Yeah. Busy little crew, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, it was one of those things that just kind of flowed that way, where we ended up having, several things all at once, all back to back to back with the way the full moons fell and the dark moon and Gnosis
sandwiched between. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but it is past time for us to be having a dark moon.
Yeah.
And spend a little time in quiet reflection, looking within, speaking with the dark goddess, and seeking guidance, looking at our, looking at ourselves, and our fears and our doubts and all of the stuff that's holding us back, and looking at all of that. And we try to do that about once a quarter here on the station. And it's so important to the know thyself law of witchcraft. To know thyself is the first it's the first rule, and honesty, including honesty with oneself, is the first virtue. As I teach the nine virtues. So I cannot state strongly enough the importance of this kind of work. And I'm glad for all the people that are here with us tonight. The show announcements seem to get a great deal of reaction. And while I know that we don't see everybody that's participating, we don't always see them in the chat room, and we don't always see them in real time, I know that they are there. And they're listening in real time, as well as they are, across time and space. Time and space being an illusions created so that we can order our experiences. So everyone that is participating in this chronologically now or chronologically at another time is still participating spiritually in this moment with us. So that being said, my lady, did you have anything to add before we get this party started?
I just wanted to reiterate what you were saying about people who are listening that we can't see or know that are there. There was somebody just the other day talking to us about how they listen to the shows all the time, and we had no clue. It was somebody we know personally, but we had no clue that they were listening because they don't show up in the chat room because they go in through some other... Do you remember who that
avenue
was? They go in through some other avenue and it doesn't show up in the chat
room. One of the ladies you spoke to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say Connie, maybe. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it might be.
But yeah, but there are a couple of ways to get in. I do know that.
Yep.
And I think Rachel had said something about it as well.
Yeah,
Rachel,
think she did. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's a few ways to get in, and I'm not just sure how they do it.
Yeah,
but
it's unfortunate that we can't see them all in the chat room. I wish BTR would maybe make that available.
Yeah, but I tell you what, if you're listening and you're not in the chat room, you are very often missing a great deal of the show.
Yeah.
Because it gets lively in there, and it doesn't always follow the conversation on the air.
True.
Now, it might go somewhere else.
Yeah, because there's been a whole lot of tangents and rabbit holes followed in the chat room.
And, yeah, well. Have to do what we have to do,
But with all of that said, tonight we are here to celebrate the dark moon, and to seek guidance from the dark mother. And I think it's about time we get started.
Excellent. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We've come together in spirit to celebrate the dark moon.
Now focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Feel and see the blue-white energy of the universe flowing in through the top of your head, through your crown chakra. Feel it as it presses against the chakra at your third eye. See the violet light spinning, spinning until it opens. And the blue-white light of the universe fills your entire head, stopping at your throat chakra. And at your throat, see the ball of blue light shining, spinning. Feel the pressure building behind it. See it spinning until it opens. And the light of the universe fills down into your chest, stopping at your heart. And at your heart chakra, see the ball of green light spinning. See it glowing green and beautiful, spinning. Feel the pressure building up behind it until it opens also. And the light fills your entire chest, stopping at your solar plexus. And there, see the ball of yellow light spinning. See it glowing clear and bright, spinning. See and feel the blue-white light of the universe pushing against it, filling your body, the pressure building. See the blue of the yellow light spinning and spinning until it opens. And the blue-white light of the universe fills your body until it stops at your second chakra. And at your second chakra, see the ball of orange light spinning and glowing, spinning. Feel the pressure of the light of the universe building up. See the ball of orange light spinning until it opens. And the blue-white light of the universe fills your torso until it reaches your base chakra. And at the base, see the ball of red light shining, spinning, glowing, spinning. Feel the pressure of the light of the universe building against it. See the ball of red light as it spins and then it too opens. And the blue-white light of the universe spills into your entire body, filling your legs, your feet, your toes, down your arms, into your hands, and your fingers. Now, as you feel that light expanding and filling your hands and your body and your legs and your toes, feel the pressure against the palms of your hands. Raise your hands and see the energy spill out in beams of light, streaming from your hands and connecting with all the others within this circle across the globe, everyone participating with us. Become aware of the web that we have created, all of the different colors of light. As this light of the universe surrounds us and protects this space, we are creating a time between the realms, a world of its own. It is created by the we, who are here connected by the light, as we honor the gods and goddesses at this dark moon.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You're acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility, safe, ready, protected, and reaching out towards your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
We cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
We cast you now, O ancient rune.
Powers of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night. May your wind shower us in a wealth of creative energies. Bestow upon us your gifts of communication and inspiration. Assist us in manifesting new ways of seeing ourselves and the world. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night. May your flames burn away fears and negative patterns that hold us back from succeeding. Bestow upon us your gifts that will allow us to start anew and allow us to love deeply and without fear. Assist us in the growth of our spirit from the ashes of old cold fires. Reignite our passions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Powers of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night. May your waves crash upon our shores and bring us the insight to find our true course to a life. Bestow upon us your gifts of flexible strength and bravery. Assist us in sharing your experiences to create a sea of wisdom and help us find enlightenment. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night. May your dark caves and solid rocks remind us of a need to persevere and never give up ourselves. Bestow upon us your gifts of opportunity, a stamina to work hard, get our hands dirty, and find our personal path to healing and self-discovery. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, we ask your guidance and your aid this night and at all times. Join us tonight. Guide us in this ritual of introspection and appraisal. Join us and be with us as we are journey inward to see which is holding us back from our truest potential. O beloved ones, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Father God, you who comfort us in our distress, be with us this dark night and guide us as we face the greatest of all challenges. Lend us your strength as we journey to the underworld and challenge our shadows, our fears. Show us a clear path over the bridge to speak with the grandmother. Give us the tools we need to face ourselves and our inner weaknesses and demons. And empower us to make the changes needed to rise to our highest potential. Join us, O Father, as we turn to you on this sacred night, and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O great goddess, mother of the darkness, O goddess of the cauldron and keeper of secrets, we journey to you tonight to face our greatest challenge. Show us a clear path over the bridge to a place of introspection and inner honesty. Allow us to see our deep, darkest and deepest shadows in this moonless night. Help us to see clearly that which is holding us back. Help us to find a way to rise to our highest potential. Join us, Grandmother of the Cauldron, as we turn to you this sacred night, and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Tonight, we celebrate the dark moon and look within.
Together, we will forge a new path together, redundant, as we journey into the underworld and into our own inner world. We will look deep at the dark places inside ourselves and cleanse them with crystalline waters and sweep them clear and clean. We will see things we may not like about ourselves, things we fear. We will be made aware of which actions, people, and behaviors we need to remove or change from our lives and in our lives. I expect this to be a rather powerful journey this evening. Remember, you are not alone. The goddess is here with you to love and accept you as you are now and as you will be as you move forward. Tonight, your high priest and priestess act in the stead of your gods as a conduit. We are here to listen to you, support you, hold your hand, and even help to dry tears if that is what you need, without judgment or condemnation, for none of us is perfect. We each walk a blade edge in the darkness, balancing the dark and light inside. Think of tonight as a calibration of that darkness to make sure you get a true read on it and it isn't getting out of check. Take the information you receive and use it to create positive change within you and thereby change your world for the better.
Tonight, we will participate in a guided meditation. Tonight, we will journey to the underworld. We will seek to look within and see ourselves in total honesty. Tonight, we will face our fears and our weaknesses. Tonight, we face our shadow selves.
Now find a comfortable position. Breathe in. And let it out. Breathe in again and let it out. Now close your eyes and relax in your comfortable position. Listen to the rhythms of your body. And as you listen, you begin to feel the sensation of floating. Float and relax. Enjoy this feeling. Now become aware of a circle of benches surrounding a fountain of clear, crisp, cool water in its center. You're seated on a bench, feeling the spray of this water so impossibly clear and crisp. You see now a path that exits the circle. Follow it. And as you follow it, see the world around you. Feel the grass beneath your feet. See the sky above you. The birds whirling and twisting in the air. Hear them call. Smell the earth. In a short time, you come to a stone bridge that crosses a creek. Step up onto the bridge and stop at the top of the arch. Look down into the water the creek that flows beneath it, and you realize it's the same water in the fountain. Impossibly clear. Impossibly crisp. It bashes against the rocks as it flows under the bridge, spraying into your face. It's cool and sweet. Now see all of the burdens that you've been carrying. All of your burdens, your worries, your fears, your doubts. See them all appear on the railing on the edge of the bridge. You may see them as packages, bundles, or a pile of rocks. However you see them all, every worry, every fear, every doubt. You may even notice that there are more packages or bundles or rocks. There are more burdens there than you realized you were carrying. But the goddess knows. And when you're sure that every burden has appeared there, push them, see them splash into the water. See the water, see the goddess surround them and carry them away. You are free. She will care for them now. She will deal with your problems, at least for the time. Some of them she may take completely, some of them she may return because they have to be worked through. But know that in this moment, you are free and clear and ready to enter the realm of the goddess without fear, without doubt, without worry, open to commune with her. Now can cross the bridge, see that the path turns slightly to the left. And as you follow that path, you realize it ends at a hillside. But as you look, you see there's a door. It's an arching top door, set right to the side of the hill. It's slightly ajar, and you open easily and step within. You notice that the walls themselves seem to glow with a slight light. It is dark, but you can still see your way. And you notice that the hallway, the cave, moves downward and curves to the left. Follow it as it curves downward, curves to the left, deeper and deeper. Always downward, always curving to the left. It's cool now. Not cold, but that comfortable coolness. Ever downward, ever curving to the left, deeper and deeper. And as you walk, you start to notice a yellow light up ahead. It looks like firelight. And with one final turn to the left, it opens up into a giant cavern. You cannot even see across it. It is lit by a fire in the center. and over that fire hangs a cauldron supported by 9 silver chains that disappear into the darkness in the ceiling above. Beside the cauldron is a black throne. Totally black, almost absorbing the light rather than reflecting it. Beside that is a small bench and a table made of the same black material. And as you look around at your surroundings, you notice a presence approaching from the darkness. This is the Dark Crone. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Allow her to appear to you as is needed in this moment, as is appropriate for you. Allow her to be who she needs to be, who you need her to be. And as she approaches, she gestures for you to join her at the bench. Sit with her for a few moments. Tell her why you have come. Tell her you have come to see your truest self. Look into her eyes. And as you do, you see the well of the ages, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the love. And you know that she sees into you everything, every thought, every memory, every action. After a moment, she breaks the soul gaze. She turns to the table beside her and lifts a black fabric covering. Beneath the black cloth is a dark mirror. She holds it up to you. And as you look into the mirror, you see your truest self. As you are, all of your faults, all of your fears, all of your doubts, everything that is your truest nature right now, you see in that mirror. Now she turns the mirror away, lays it back on the table, and covers it again with the black cloth. She takes your hands and comforts you. No words are spoken. She just allows you a few moments to absorb what you've seen. And then with a grandmotherly pat on the hand, she takes her hands away and reaches back to the table, uncovering, lifting a white cloth, and now lifting a light mirror, rimmed in silver, beautiful mirror. And she holds this up to you now, and you see in it yourself as you are meant to be. The best you can be, your highest self and your highest potential. Look at that. That's who you are supposed to be. That's who you are intended to be. That's who you are. At your highest self and your highest potential. Now she pulls this mirror away as well, returns it to the table, covers it with a white cloth, and again takes your hands. It is now your turn to speak. Ask the goddess about what you've seen in both mirrors and ask her how to bridge that gap. Ask her what you must do to go from what you saw in the dark mirror to what you saw in the light mirror. And after you've asked, sit quietly and listen. Her message may come in words, it may come in symbols, or it may come as a simple knowing. You may understand the words now, or it may be something that you need to process and you will understand it later. In any case, listen to her message. And as she finishes speaking, all the time holding your hands, she leans forward and hugs you. And you feel all the love. It is as if your grandmother herself holds you and comforts you. Length she stands and walks you back to the edge of the light at the bottom of the tunnel. And with a final hug, she bids you farewell until the next time. You now travel up the tunnel. Up, ever upward and curving to the right. Up the long tunnel, curving always to the right and always upward. At length you see the sunlight spilling down the tunnel ahead. Step back into the sunlight and view the world around you. You look back and realize that the door is closed and now disappears. Follow the path back to the bridge, back through the meadow, back to the circle of benches. Listen to the sound of the fountain. Sit quietly and contemplate everything you've heard, everything you've seen, everything you've learned. As you sit on the bench, close your eyes once more. It is time to return to our bodies. And as you sit there, you listen to the rhythms of your body, and again, you feel yourself floating. The sound of the fountain diminishes as you float. And now you begin to feel your body. On the count of three, you will return fully to your body. One, you feel the weight. You move your arms and shoulders and stretch a little bit into your body. Two, you become aware of your body sitting or laying in your comfortable position. You feel the floor or the chair beneath you. And three, you are fully returned in your room, listening to the sound of my voice.
So now you have looked deep into the mirrors. You've looked deep into the well that is your soul. Grandmother Goddess has blessed you with insight, and the Father God blesses you by standing by your side to help you meet challenges yet to come. You have seen the dark places. You have seen which habits you need to cease or change, which people should be removed or limited, the behaviors inside yourself that you need to modify and change. You have looked into the light of your soul and seen you who you are meant to be, cleansed, whole, and happier. We're so blessed by our gods to have this time from now to the full moon to evaluate and process what we've learned this night. The gifts of strength, purpose, and of clarity. When we do the work set forth for us and improve who we are, we please our gods as proud parents are pleased with their child. Remember to ask your gods for guidance and trust that they rejoice in the progress you make upon your path. You are truly a most precious and beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece of artwork created by the universe for a unique purpose. Know you are blessed and cherished. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Mother of Darkness, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. Help us to always see with open eyes, especially when we look at ourselves. We know that you are always with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
And farewell.
Hail.
Farewell.
Father God, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. And help us to always see with our eyes open, especially when we look at ourselves. We know you are always with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in this journey of self-discovery. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to always see with open eyes, especially when we look upon ourselves. We know you are always with us, and with love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail. And farewell. Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence this night and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
The circle is open but never broken. Merry meet, merry part. And Mary, shall we meet again? Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right. Okay, so let's take a few moments to ground. Ground out any excess energy. Now we're going to listen to a short song by Murphy's Midnight Rounders called Spirit of the Lake. And when we return, we'll talk with our ritualists and wrap up the evening as we always do after a ritual. Thanks to everyone for your participation tonight. Stick around. Do whatever you need to do to ground out some excess energy. And we'll be right back after this song.
Strike and thunder rolls above you. Earth give off a shake. She'll sneak up from behind you. Spirit of the lake. She whispers like the water. Her eyes as black as coal. Her right hand grip your shoulder. Her left hand grip your soul. Don't walk down by the water, don't go down by the shore. You'll never make it home again, you're hers forevermore. Rain keep pouring down, rain keep pouring down. Rain keep pouring down, rain keep pouring down. Be full intoxicated, be stoned until you're blind. Be sober or be wasted, don't make no never mind. Be silent as a cougar, still as an owl in flight. Be cagey as a rumor, she'll catch you from behind. She whispers like the water, her eyes as black as coal. Her right hand grip your shoulder, her left hand grip your soul. Don't walk down by the water, don't go down by the shore. You'll never make it home again, you're hers forevermore. Rain keep pouring down, rain keep pouring down. Rain keep pouring down. Warning, old man, remember well, you won't be here by morning. She'll take you straight to hell. You'll feel her waters churning, turn black and start to swell. You'll feel your soul a-burning, she sings her wicked spell. She whispers like the water, black as coal. Her right hand grip your shoulder, her left hand grip your soul. Don't walk down by the water, don't go down by the shore. You'll never make it home again, you're hers forevermore. Rain keep pouring down. down. Rain keep pouring down. She whispers like the water. Her eyes as black as coal. Her right hand grip your shoulder. Her left hand grip your soul. Don't walk down by the water. Don't go down by the shore. You'll never make it home again. You're hers forevermore. Rain keep pouring down. Rain keep pouring down. Rain keep pouring down. Rain keep pouring down.
You're listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power. And you're listening to the Power Hour and our Dark Moon Ritual tonight. Those of you that were with us tonight, very powerful. I felt a tremendous energy. I felt a tremendous large group of people. So very, very grateful for all who participated, and I hope that hope it was meaningful to you. So, as is our usual, we're going to go through and speak with the ritualists. And of course, you know, anything that you don't want to talk about publicly, you can always communicate with Robin or myself. But I do want to ask for your experiences tonight. So, Shira, let's start with you.
Start with me, huh? Well, it was interesting. Like the crone goddess was just kind of like a really old lady at a cauldron when I got there. I go to my heart, and she damn well gave it back. I didn't want it back. But it's sort of like, you know, not their job to fix it, my job to fix it. But, you know, I don't know. You know, dark mirror, the aspect of what you don't like, and the light mirror of what you could be. But the work gets done by you, not by anybody else. Is the kind of interesting thing. So just sometimes you don't want to feel, but I guess you don't have a choice.
Well, you always have a choice.
I don't know. I haven't been able to make that one.
Well, and you could stay what you see in the dark mirror. That is
a
choice.
Yeah, that's true. But that's still, there's still feeling in each mirror.
Yeah, well, there's
it's
that.
Just different feeling from one mirror to the other. But it's sort of like, that's the whole thing. It is a choice. You have a choice to be one or the other. So you have to do the choice. Somebody can't make it, including the goddess, cannot make it for you. They can guide you, but they cannot make that choice.
Exactly.
You're right.
You know, that's exactly what I got told. And like, here's your heart. Go back and work on it.
All right. Fair enough. All right, Vega, what about you?
I'm not sure where I went. it was really interesting. I was with you when we went down the stairs. And sort of aware of surroundings, but I just feel awake and alive and refreshed right now. And I have no idea what happened in that space of time. I'm going to have to think long and hard about that. But
Vega,
it was.
It's called a nap. No, I'm just kidding.
It's called a nap.
Yeah, she's saying what I was thinking.
No, I really honestly wasn't napping.
he was still moving over there. I could see him.
Yeah. Like I said, I just feel refreshed. I feel hopeful and kind of present right now.
Okay.
And that's pretty neat.
All right. All right, we'll go from there. Niv, yeah. What about you? What were your experiences tonight?
Me?
Yes, Niv.
Me. Granted, well, I knew in advance what we were going to be doing this evening. And I really questioned myself, what were my fears? And within the craft, I don't think I have fears. I just have confidence. And we have discussed this before, and you will continue to discuss this. Sometimes I have it, sometimes I don't. I'm human. Or I'm not confidence, maybe that's not the right word. I'm just a little unsure of the decision I made, you know. I second-guess myself a lot. I scrutinize myself more than once. The light mirror actually seemed like it was the same person, so to speak, energy-wise. But there's a lot of layers that you're going to have to get there. And I know that. But it was interesting. Even, you know, I did a lot of self-examination in there, and it was mighty crowded in there for a while, so we'll just leave it at that for now.
All right, fair enough. All right, my lady, my love.
Well, it was a lot. I had a crazy day today, so a lot of what transpired for me was pertaining to some of the stuff that went on today, and just pointed out for me things that I need to hold up and examine and figure out how to put them away and not be bogged down by them and stuck, and be able to get past a lot of old baggage and old fears and things that I probably should have outgrown by now but haven't. And I'm not sure whether they're just not ingrained expectations and habits from years of being disappointed. But just generally trying to grow through that and move past it and trying to find my way, a way to do that and do it truly and effectively. You know, sometimes I think when you have something that's really tough to change about yourself, you do it almost in dribs and drabs. You take a step forward or two steps forward and you take a step back. You take three steps forward and you take a step back. And you take another couple of steps forward and you take a step back. And I have to learn how to not take those steps back. And because you take those steps back out of fear.
I like that second-guessing thing.
Yeah.
I think we're all guilty of it as well. I don't think it's...
Well, I think it's human nature. You know, if you think about a child, the first time they take steps on their own, they take a few steps away and they turn around and look at you like, look at me. So it's,
and then all of a sudden, oh my God, look at me. It's that same look.
Yeah, and then they turn around and come back because, oh my gosh, I walked away from my mom, you know, or I walked away from my dad. Or so they'll take a few steps forward and then they immediately come back.
Or
like,
they
sit. Oh my gosh. Or they sit.
Or they sit.
So it's human nature.
Oh, I wanted to comment on something else that you had said about the peeling it away, mm-hmm. and or how we deal with things in dribs and drabs. Mm-hmm. I always think of it as over the years, we pile up layer upon layer of scar tissue. We try to cover up the hurt with, you know, with forgetfulness or something else, and we build up layer upon layer. And getting over it isn't going to be an immediate process. It is a process of peeling the onion, as it were,
right,
to get to the core of it. And that is also part of nature, is that we cannot deal with it all in the moment. It's too much. So we take it in layers. As long as we keep working on it, then we're working in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And eventually the scars smooth themselves. You know, you look at a tree, other than just an onion, when a branch breaks away from the tree or it's cut away, when its bark regrows upon it, it heals itself. The mm-hmm. scar itself is healed, but it's still there. So you have to think about that one too.
So, another quick question for everybody. And I did this on, I did something on purpose tonight. I'm usually very detailed with a lot of my descriptions. Tonight, I was intentionally not. Because I didn't describe at all what the world looked like. I talked about feeling the grass beneath your feet, seeing a bird in the sky. I didn't describe what bird. I didn't describe what season. I wanted to ask each of you, what season, what plants did you see in the meadow? What birds were flying overhead?
Yeah. Have you guys all seen The Princess Bride?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You've seen Fangor... Gorn Forst or whatever it is with the big rodents and everything's black.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where
the
you
forest
went.
Was black. Trees were black. The sky was black. The birds was black. Everything was black. Going into the tunnel was black. Coming out, it was white. It was light colored and back to normal. But going through and over the bridge, it was like being in the forest out of that, or out of Wizard of Oz, where everything's black and the trees are all black.
Because you're facing a fear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, for me,
that's the thought that came to my mind was, you know, looking for rodents of unusual size.
That was a big one.
So contemplate that for a little while tonight as well. As you think about the message, think about what season you saw going in, what season you saw coming out. I left that open for a reason. Because everybody knew where we were going. How did that make you feel? What was your experience walking across the meadow? That's part of the process.
Right. Similar to the walk that Robin and I did one time, and she took a bubble and I went underground. She cheated. But I know exactly what it is, but I don't really think that the meadow itself or... what colors, I know textures mean very much to me because I'm very sensitive that way, but I don't think colors and seasons really will make the difference, because everyone has that certain smell of what that grass is supposed to smell like and what it's supposed to feel like. Even in the early portions of fall or late summer, it feels the same. And being that this season is in the hot time of the year, sure enough summer, it still can feel very parched. Or if it just had rained, it could be very flexible. It just depends on the person and what they were seeking, I think. And it really doesn't matter what, and I might be wrong, Terry, but I really feel like it doesn't really matter what season it is or the colors.
Well, I think it matters tremendously, because without me giving it to them, without me giving it to each of you,
right,
you were left to your own.
Left me alone and unattended. Thank you, Terry.
That's right. Without adult supervision.
You had to make up your own dang mind.
Left or right.
Mine didn't feel like a season. Neither one's felt like seasons. Mm. They felt more like dark and light, or day and night. It didn't feel like a time of year. It felt more like a state of mind as opposed to a season.
Right. Exactly. Kind of dry and empty going in.
Yeah.
And that is why I left it open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny. We're all different, but yet we're alike.
But that is why I left it. So that each of you could experience that portion of it as well. Because that's as much a part of the experience tonight as the time in the underworld. Hmm. And it's something to consider as you contemplate this evening.
I do kind of wonder what she was in the cauldron, though, because she was stirring the cauldron when I went in. I wondered if it was a good stew. Maybe that makes you think of like comfort food or more something comforting or something like that.
Hmm. Interesting, because I didn't describe her as stirring the cauldron, so that's
no.
I saw her before.
You said she came out of the shadows. When I got in there, she was already there at the cauldron stirring and beckoning me to come before you said she beckons you over. Mm-hmm. She was already there and out, not in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my...
I love it when you guys take off on your own. That is very cool. The experiences are deepening when you start taking it your own direction.
Yeah.
Then the experiences are getting deeper for you. And that is very cool that we have done that together and opened that world to you. Wicked cool.
Wicked.
All right. My lady, you've been awful quiet over there. Do you have anything you want to add to this conversation before we start telling people how to find us and all that business stuff?
No, I'm listening and processing my own experience.
Okay.
Just thank everybody as always for coming for the rituals and for and participating and being a part. You guys are awesome. You guys are always here, and it just warms my heart to know that you guys get something out of this every week, and that you're willing to give us your time and your energy when you come out and participate in the rituals. It's just awesome. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for making it available for us.
Well, you know, we try.
That's a fine job.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And to the ladies, I don't know if the men would notice. Did you notice what you were wearing going in? Like, did did you notice anything about your clothing or wearing or shoes or anything like that, like what you had on?
Yeah. I did, because I tend to want to run around with captain and barefooted all the time. So that's exactly what I was, something very comfortable, but not like really bright colors or anything like that. I mean, it was just, you know, my comfy green captain.
Yeah, see, usually I always saw soft brown boots, but this time it was barefoot and I was in black robes. So everything was black.
Wow.
So that was kind of, so it was a the robes were black, where normally I've always been in kind of like, you know, the pants with the brown boots, almost like your Robin Hood kind of free-flowing outfit when I through the forest. But this time it was long black robes that you actually had to kind of pick up to try and go down through the tunnel, which was, you said was light, but it was black crystals on the side that emitted light. So everything going in was black.
I'm asking, when you came out, was the robe changed in color also?
I didn't notice the robe being black, so I'm assuming when I came out and things were light colored, the robe must have been light colored as well, because I didn't see it as being black. Everything changed colors coming the other direction, so it wasn't all black. So, but I didn't actually pay as much attention to the robe coming out. I was paying more attention to the sky and the surroundings being light and not black anymore.
Maybe you was naked. No, I'm just kidding. You don't know. But you could have been.
Falling out of the sky.
No. But I'm meaning that your cloak that you had on blended in so well, you wouldn't have known.
Yeah. I'm not sure what color it was, but it didn't strike me as dark, because everything struck me as light. So maybe the cloak was now white.
Or it could have been.
Because that was kind of the mirror. The dark was, you know, the anger, the fear, the sadness, where the light was the smiling face and the white and the shimmer. So it was kind of like the polarity between the extremes, the mirrors.
No gray.
And that was what you saw going in and coming out.
Interesting. No, I rarely notice how I'm dressed or not dressed during the guided meditation.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, but we're females. I think I do.
Yeah, I always did.
Depends on the season.
Yeah.
Robin, what were you saying?
I don't see my physical body ever, because I often feel as if I have left my physical body on that bench, and for me, it's all about what I'm seeing, the external stuff that I see.
You don't see any part of you.
No, never. It's always like,
yeah, I never see the path. I only ever see the, because I'm looking down at the ground, and that's where I see either the feet or the boots or the robe or the pants. I never see the top half of me. Maybe the top half doesn't go. Maybe only the bottom half went in. I don't know.
Yeah. Your brain is left on the bench.
Maybe I don't look down. I don't. Yeah. Like I said, I never see myself when I drum journey or when I do these guided meditations. The only time I've ever seen myself or been aware of my physical body is if I have shape-shifted into, say, a horse or a lion. And
that often.
You just know that you've shifted.
You've changed.
Yeah.
See, right. In real life, I tend to look at my feet when I walk.
Like, I do that.
Yeah,
when I run.
Always when I'm going somewhere, I'll be looking down or looking where I'm going. I don't know if it's fear of falling, but I quite often am looking at my feet. So I must be doing the same thing when I'm journeying, because I'm cautious where my feet are going.
Yeah, you don't want to fall.
Yeah. I don't know. But I have never actually seen the top half of me. It's only the bottom looking down. It's like your eyes and you're looking forward and looking down. But I don't see me as the person, only the feet.
Right. Interesting.
Interesting. Okay. So let's go ahead and start wrapping up. Let people know that you have an experience or something that you want to discuss with Robin or myself in greater detail, or both of us, you can email us by sending the email to littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And or both of us will get back to you. You can also check out our Facebook page, Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings, on Facebook. You can look at the Spiritual Unity Radio Network page. You can email the station, any of the hosts, panelists, ritualists, any member of the staff. You can email cern.org@gmail.com. And let's see, ladies' Facebook page, her show, which, by the way, is sometime in August or early September, is going to be moving. Robin, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to talk about it? Just tell everybody.
I'm sorry, I was reading something while you were talking. I apologize. we're going to be moving the Friday night show to Monday nights. It will still be Lisa and I doing what we do, a little bit of everything. It's becoming the hodgepodge show, but it will still be physical health and spiritual wellness, physical health. Topics and people that we talk to, and crazy stories we tell about each other's lives and our own lives. But we'll be moving to Monday night. And I think, Terry, what was the Monday we decided? Was it? I don't have a calendar in front of me.
No, we haven't decided. We haven't put it down, but it's going to happen either end of August or September. I'm thinking somewhere toward the end of August.
Yeah, probably.
So look for that move. That will open up the Friday night time slot. We're going to smoke about that Friday night time slot. Mm-hmm. It also opens up Robin and I to travel a little bit more freely and to attend events and do a lot of the things in the ministry that we're now working more closely with. It frees up the weekends for our
ministry. Take some pressure off. Mm-hmm. Just take some pressure off you guys so I can lead. I mean, it really does. People don't realize what goes in to a radio station and this particular format that we do have puts everybody out in 90 different directions, and we're trying to get everything in. Yep. You know, you see how I put all that information in. Okay, I've got these people. Can you talk to them on this day? People don't realize, you know, just what I do, just doing the research, hunting. I have no clue how much you guys do, because I know Terry does this job, Robin does this job. Robin has Terry. Shira and Baker are doing this, you know. I have no clue what everybody is doing, because I'm too wrapped up in what I'm doing, you know. But there's a lot of work put into it, and you need to take the stress off of it. That way you don't lose the fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? And moving to Monday night's going to take some of the stress off.
Yeah.
That is for certain. So anyway, but you can find her show page and look for announcements there and on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network page. It's Spiritual Physical Health page. And announcements will be coming out in both of those locations. Let's see. Now, Robin can be found on Facebook. Robin Amin is her friends page. My friends page is Terry Power. It puts me in North Copley, Pennsylvania. It also says something about the station, so that's easier to find me that way. Or you can look at my public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP, or follow me on Twitter at Power HP. So again, I want to echo what Robin said, thanking everyone for all of the time, all of our participants around the world, across space and time, who lend your energy to these rituals. Special thanks to all of the ritualists that lend your energy and your voices every week that we do this. You know, sometimes it's a whole cluster of them, and then sometimes it's once a month.
But it depends on what the mother needs for us to do.
But I always know that you guys are there, and the energy that we build and the we-ness of what we do is growing, becoming more strong and palpable. And it's because you guys are consistent, you guys are always there, and I thank you. We couldn't build what we're building without you guys being there every time we call. And
absolutely.
I'm honored and thrilled, and I just want to say I love you all. Thank you.
Welcome. Makes everyone want to break into song now.
Good hug and all that stuff. I'm eating pineapple. Does that make you feel better?
I just want to know if Terry's found some Saskatoon berries yet.
I'm rattling papers myself. When I checked in last night at the hotel here, I was given chocolate-covered Saskatoon berries.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's a good one there. Gooseberries?
Well, I don't know yet. I haven't tried them yet. It was like 2 o'clock in the
morning.
Well, I'm not going to taste test them on the air.
Yeah, I want to hear you go, you know, I want to hear that. Oh, my God. You made me do this. Don't you try.
Packaging says, that's the are purple berries packing a healthy punch. So,
ooh, I bet they do.
All right. Woo-hoo. All right, so here we go.
Okay, see?
Assuming
you can get if you throw up, you got to blame it on Robin.
Thanks, Niv.
I love you, too.
I can always count on you to throw me under the bus. I appreciate it.
Yeah, throw you under the bus. Heck no, throw over the top of the bus. Here you go.
He's got to do something. He's there.
It's horrible. I blame Shira and Niv.
Vega. Yeah. No, I got to throw Vega in there.
Never my fault.
All right, so here we go.
Okay, taste
it. All right. And he's going to like, this is lovely.
No, he won't.
It just took his breath away. You hear that? It is absolutely beautiful here in Boston, but it's been rainy all day, so I'm sitting in the dark watching it rain.
Oh, send some. Please send some.
Oh, my gosh. We got, and when I called the house this evening, that Pennsylvania got slammed on my side of the state. 3 inches this morning. I said, holy cow. Did the farm float away?
Well, the reason that I was 2 o'clock in the morning getting into my hotel room was because I was delayed in Toronto for 4 hours.
For the rain.
Because of weather.
Yeah.
So we got slammed yesterday. Well, interesting.
We got it this morning.
I don't know how to describe it exactly. I mean, it you know, people are trying to. It was going to be like blueberry, and it's not. It's a very pleasant flavor. I'm just going to have to process it. Of course, it's mixed with the dark chocolate, so it's a little hard to separate. But I do like the fact that it's vegan. It says right here on the labeling. So it's vegan approved and Vegan approved and gluten free. So.
Let's see, cacao, no milk. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's chocolate.
You'll have
liqueur.
To get Robin one of those cherry bombs that they have there. Oh my God. They're wonderful.
So it's chocolate liqueur, sugar, Saskatoon berries, cocoa, soy,
some sort of soy.
Natural flavors, gum arabic, coconut oil, and confectioner's glaze.
In other words, he's just eating sugar.
Yeah, mostly.
But I know that when I'm in Toronto, I can always get those wonderful cherries covered in chocolate. They're just to die for. These things are huge. That's the biggest thing I've ever eaten. I think they're rolled in hazelnuts. They're absolutely wonderful. And I can't get them here.
Mm. All right, so... again, I want
to
thank
everybody. Now you have to get another package and take to Robin.
I ask you guys to spend a little bit of time this evening or today, whenever it is that you've been listening to this ritual, and think about what you learned and the changes to make in your life to have the two mirrors look alike. To be more of what you see in the light mirror. Mm. And listen to the guidance that you receive. Contemplate the guidance you receive. What she, and here's the cool thing, is take action. Do something about it.
Terry's cutting out.
Yeah.
I said do something about it.
You're breaking up, sir.
Okay. After you contemplate, do something about it. Take. And I'm going to wish you all a week filled with love and wonder. Good night. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Good night and blessed be.
Good night. Blessed be.
For listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.